Christmas letters. Have you gotten any yet? Christmas cards are starting to arrive, and perhaps they included some Christmas letters. Do you send Christmas cards? Do you do a Christmas letter? You know, it's a changing world, but I can tell you that I do enjoy receiving Christmas letters, and mostly from people that I kind of want to stay in touch with, but don't really, you know, keep up to date on their monthly activities, not on Facebook every day, don't talk to them on the phone, you know, often, but just kind of know they're out there and like to just hear some of the things that they've been doing in their lives. And I know that sometimes I have favorites and sometimes there are some that maybe not so much. So what makes the difference? Well, I went to get some advice from folks on the internet, and it's sort of interesting to me that there's lots of advice out there. There are even some kind of form letters you can start with. If you have trouble getting an idea, well, that might be a thing to do, is to take a look at somebody else's. I also have saved a few, not lots, but a few favorite letters that I've received, and I do save all of the letters that I have written in the past. And it's kind of fun to go back and read some of those from the past. Well, the so-called experts have some advice in terms of getting started and what you might want to include in a letter. And the first one I think is interesting is to keep it pretty short. You know, a page is enough. So how do you put a whole year's worth of things into one page? Well, you don't put everything in. That's one of the clues. And maybe keep it skimmable. You know, if somebody, they want to see that there's a letter there, but they don't really have time to read the whole thing at the moment, but they kind of want to skim down through it and probably come back and read it later. Keep it short. Keep it easy to read. Write the way you talk. Write the way you sound. Don't use words that you wouldn't ordinarily use. Don't use language you wouldn't ordinarily use. You know, be yourself. Keep it personal. That's why people want to hear from you. And you don't need to hear every single thing that happened all through the year. But do include things from throughout the year. If these are people that you don't, you know, keep in touch with often, well, kind of go through the year. In fact, that's usually how I start, is I go back to my calendar and kind of write down things that jump out at me that say, oh, yeah, that was a fun thing that happened. That was something that people might be interested in. Because getting started for me is the hardest part. After I get started, then it kind of goes along and I hope is interesting. Think about who is getting the letter. Do you write a business letter? Do you write to different kinds of folks? Or are these all family and friends? That, I think, makes a big difference. Family and friends, you know, you can tell them about your kids. You can tell them about your relatives. They probably kind of know who they are. If you're writing to business associates, they probably don't have a clue. So make it very personal. And you may want to include something that relates to that person, something that you know the person's reading the letter would be kind of relate to. Why is it that you want to keep in touch with people? How much you appreciate hearing from them? So kind of draw them into the letter. Be positive. You know, don't start out with a really bad thing that's happened in your life and keep it going that way. If something significant that has happened, a death in the family, something like that, it does need to be included, but probably not in the very first sentence. And they will want to know that and share with your feelings. Don't brag. That's kind of difficult if your significant other or your kids have done wonderful things during the year and you want to brag a little. Well, you know, you can tell what happened without being really braggart about it. You can tell what your kids enjoy doing, maybe some new things they've done, some accomplishments. My son is taking up swimming, and he's just swimming like a fish, and he's participated in a number of events, and he's taken home a couple gold medals, something that kind of tells about the child's personality and some of the things they're doing, and perhaps how they have changed, but not just that they are the brightest and smartest, because, of course, they are, but so are your other family members, and be sure to include everybody in the family. If you're creative, you might want to do some kind of different format than just a plain kind of ordinary letter. One I received recently, and actually some people will recognize her name, Shirley Stakey, who was the home economist before me here in Atlantic many years ago. Hers was spelling out each paragraph began with a letter in the word greetings. And I know some other people have done that. It's kind of a way to guide you through the letter. If you like to write poetry, maybe you want to put your letter in poetry form. Or maybe you just want to list the top 10 things that happened. You know, that's popular on TV shows. Here's the top 10 things. Well, you can do that with your Christmas letter. Also, I have a friend who picks out a word for the year and uses that word throughout and underlines the word. Maybe the word is exciting. And that kind of draws you through the letter to see what the next exciting thing is. So the word is different every year depending on what she's writing about. So that's kind of a different way to create not the usual kind of letter. But it needs to be something that you are comfortable with. I'm not going to write poetry, heavens forbid. I'm probably not going to be one of those creative people with, you know, going through the words, whatever. But it's fun to get those kind of letters. What about photos? Well, if you are computer wise, or even if you're not, there are ways to get those pictures in there. And it might be a way to let people see how your family has changed, or maybe even some of the a vacation you've been on, or something new, a hobby that you have that you'd like to include a picture. But again, include everybody in the family. Mostly, again, these are folks that we don't keep up to date with on a regular basis. So, you know, seeing a picture of everybody is kind of important rather than just the grandkids, for instance. But probably not too many pictures. So that does shorten up the space you have. You don't have to write as much. But, again, people want to hear what you've been doing and what's been happening in your life. Do you think you want to email a letter? Well, that's another possibility, but be sure to put in, somehow in the subject that it is the holiday letter so people won't just skip through it and say, I'll come back to that later, that they really want to know that this is your holiday letter. You might also, again, if you're computer-wise, you want to do this in your message, you may want to put a place, you know, the link to a slideshow, or remind people that you're on Facebook. That's what you'd like to do. Somehow, if you know that most of the folks that you're writing a letter to are computer savvy, what? Go ahead and take advantage of that. But whatever, get started if you haven't already done it. It's really getting past time to get those letters done and get them to the post office to be delivered if you're doing the U.S. mail, or to get them on your computer if you're going to do email. So, just talking about this is going to get me started. Mine isn't done yet, but hey, it is time. And as I say, the hardest thing for me is to get started, but I'm going to do that and get that done this week. If not this week, it's really too late, right? So, I hope you enjoy getting letters from people, and I hope the job of writing one is not too difficult for you. Just get going and do it. Until next time, here's a thought. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. Use them.